Jason Bourne is back. The character created by Robert Ludlum has populated 12 novels, a made-for-TV movie, and with this weekend's opening of Jason Bourne, 5 big-screen adventures. The music for every one of the feature films was written by John Powell, not by B.J. Lederman, who writes our theme music. Like the protagonist that he helps propel, John Powell has faced some challenges, as Tim Grieving reports.
John Powell's first full-length feature film assignment was the 1997 action movie Face Off. He followed that with more action, including The Italian Job and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. But he hit his stride with the Bourne movies, starting with The Bourne Identity in 2002. The movies, and Powell's propulsive, minimalistic music, had a big influence on the entire action genre, from the Fast and Furious series to the Daniel Craig James Bond films. Then, 6 years ago, Powell stepped away.
I didn't want to write music for movies where violence was the entertainment. The definition of what a violent film is, in my head, is one that where the violence is to achieve the hero's success.
So he turned to a very different genre, one in which he'd also worked, animated family features, including Happy Feet, Rio, and his Oscar-nominated score for How to Train Your Dragon. Powell's come back to Jason Bourne because he insists the widowed assassin with amnesia isn't your typical action hero.
Jason Bourne has always been a victim of violence. I mean, I always felt from film number one that the character was never instigating violence. He was never doing it in any other way other than to try and find out what the hell happened to him.
Jason Bourne is also Powell's first movie project since he finished his first major work for the concert hall. His oratorio, A Prussian Requiem, had its world premiere in London in March at a concert commemorating the 100th anniversary of World War I. The piece was Powell's attempt to come to musical terms with what plunged the world into such unprecedented violence.
I'd been thinking about the First World War for many, many years. 1914 was after this amazing period in European art, the Belle Epoque, you know, and there was so much amazing music. How could you have such a situation where mankind was bringing forth such beauty and mankind was also just diving into a hole so deep? The reality of the First World War was beyond anything anybody could express.
Still, he tried. And he succeeded, says José Sarabrié, who conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra in the world premiere and the studio recording.
The work is a great, great masterpiece. It will be picked up by many other conductors. The last movement in particular has a hypnotic effect on the audience. We saw people crying. It's quite something.
But on the night of the premiere, John Powell wasn't there.
Only a day before, he wrote to me and to the manager of the orchestra that he couldn't come because his wife only had a few days to live. One of his assistants was in London texting him the progress of the performance, saying the public is totally immersed in it. The second movement just went through and everyone is enchanted with it. By the fifth movement, John wrote back saying, please don't write anymore. She just died.
Powell's wife, an English artist named Melinda Lerner, had developed MDS, a bone marrow disorder that required a transplant. In her weakened state following treatment, she lost her life. She was 56 years old.
Everything I write is probably two streams, one of which is all the music I've ever heard, and then all the experiences I've had, and some have been joyful and some have been very dark. Here in Hollywood, I was enjoying writing a lot of fun music, and I don't think I could have done that unless I had a fun relationship. So I'm sure if I hadn't met her, I would have maybe been more miserable, and then I might have written miserable music that would have never got me a gig.
Jason Bourne was his first step back into work. Powell intends to write more concert music and, of course, more film scores, and they will, inevitably, draw on his life experiences. All of them.
The only thing I can think at the moment is that in the same way that my father died when I was 15, I mean, that's probably been a big factor in everything I wrote. So will this, I guess, you know.
For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving in Los Angeles.